I love kissing you. I love breathing you in. We could be sitting across each other at a table, or maybe sitting side by side on a bed. Wherever we are, we start slow at first, tentative, your lips quivering against mine. I slide my hand to the back of your neck, cradling your head and deepening my kiss. Then I take my other hand and gently place it on your throat. You whisper and say that I'm the only air you need. Oh, I'm the only air you need? Well then, I guess you won't need any more. So I tighten my grip, my fingers melding to the shape of your throat like it was made for me. I squeeze the breath from your throat as you give out the cutest little wheeze. Your eyes grow wide as a flush rises in your face. I press up against you, and your heart's racing. The rush as you realize that I'm holding your breath, your life in my hands. Doesn't it feel good? Don't you love the thrill of surrender? And I'm not letting go. No, not yet. Your lips part, craving air. Craving breath, but I don't let go. You said, I'm the only air you need. So I lean in and kiss you again, and they tremble against mine as my grip on your throat tightens. You try to say something, but the syllables fall apart and surface as an illegible sputter. I feel a sudden heaviness against my arm as you begin to slump in my grip. Right on the edge of consciousness, right on the edge of blacking out. Then, and only then, I let go. The air comes back to you in a whoosh, and I brace my arm against your shoulder so you can lean on me to catch your breath. The redness recedes from your face as your natural color returns. You're slumped, shaking, gulping, tearing up. I allow you a moment to yourself before I take a finger and trail it up your chest, up your neck, and hook it under your chin, making you look up at me. Making sure you're okay. Maybe you smile at me. Maybe you wince. Or give me a look I can't decipher. I wait a second before leaning forward until we're forehead to forehead and say, there we go, baby. There we go. Come here. Let's kiss again.